This week, the McCain campaign rumbled into the key battleground state of Ohio, riding on a crest of recent public opinion polls that show Senator McCain either pulling even or moving ahead of his Democratic opponent, Senator Barack Obama. Leading the way for McCain is his vice presidential running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Palin carries out the traditional duty of introducing McCain during campaign stops, but it's clear the large crowds are just as eager to see her as they are the Republican presidential nominee.
He's too humble to say this on his own behalf. Let me say it for him. There is only one man in this election who has ever really fought for you. That man is Senator John McCain.
Since last week's Republican convention, the McCain-Palin ticket has enjoyed a major boost in the polls, and the Palin selection seems to have sparked new enthusiasm for the Republican ticket. Senator McCain now casts the Republican ticket as one primarily focused on bringing change and reform to Washington.
And my friends, I am so honored to be introduced by Governor Sarah Palin today. But I can't wait to introduce her to Washington, D.C. and the big spenders.
Like most Americans, the Obama campaign seemed caught off guard by Palin's selection. Senator Obama acknowledges Palin's candidacy has shaken up the race for the White House.
And has brought excitement to the Republican Party. There's no doubt about that. I think that what we're going to have to do is to see how things settle out over the next few weeks when people start examining who's actually going to deliver on the issues that people care about.
Obama's vice presidential running mate, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, says the Republicans have done a good job so far of sheltering her from inquisitive reporters.
Sarah Palin eventually is going to have to do what I do. She's going to have to go and meet the press like I do and have them come at them like they come at me. She's going to have to answer questions. She's going to have to say where she wants to take America, and she's going to have to say what her record was and defend her record.
In the short term, the polls suggest Palin is reaping some political benefits for the Republicans, especially among social conservative voters. Kathleen Frankovic is director of surveys for CBS News.
John McCain supporters are happy she was chosen. 85% of McCain supporters say that. And among evangelicals, a base that McCain needed to shore up, there's also been an increase of enthusiasm. Those evangelicals are happy with the Palin selection.
Biographer Kayleen Johnson says Sarah Palin's appeal extends beyond social conservative voters to those concerned with ethics and reform in government.
I think she's really energized the McCain ticket, for sure. She is all of those things that people have been asking for in terms of something new and in terms of change. I think what she really brings to the ticket is energy and then a fresh approach to transparency and ethics in government.
Political experts say the addition of Palin to the Republican ticket has helped McCain as he competes with Obama on the issue of change. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Obama has been put in a corner by McCain. McCain has essentially stolen his theme of reform and change and bipartisanship. Obama has got to work very hard, very quickly to get it back.
Palin's key test could come on October 2nd, when she and Democrat Joe Biden will take part in a vice presidential candidates debate in St. Louis. Senators McCain and Obama will square off in three presidential debates as well, with the first scheduled for September 26th in Mississippi. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.